You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to episode 4 of the Don't Be Ugly podcast. I'm your host, Caroline Rickey, and I'm here with my co-host, Brother. We're just going to call him that.
Yeah, we really hope you're not ugly by now. We hope our treatment has been helping, but if it hasn't, then tune in because you will not be sorry.
Yeah, actually, I want to start off this episode by like trying to relate to you guys for a little bit because I actually just got a rhinoplasty and I love the zoo, so...
Have you ever thought about getting a hippoplasty or like an elephant plasty?
Like a hippoplasty, like in my hips, like, oh my God, wait, no, that's what Kim Kardashian has.
She has a hippoplasty? Like, I just never understood why it's called rhinoplasty.
No.
Oh, wait, because rhinos have horns and your nose is kind of like a horn.
No.
Is that not why?
I don't know why they call it a rhinoplasty. It literally doesn't make sense. But there are people like Kim Kardashian, she probably does have hippoplasties because like that's how she creates her hourglass. She has like implants on her hips.
Her hip?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Why is a butt implant called like a butt implant? Why doesn't it have like its own name?
Animal?
Yeah.
I would say it should be called like
The donkey.
A donkey. Oh yeah, because a donkey is known as a
butt. Isn't it like a butt or something?
Yeah, it's known as like, you know the word.
Okay.
But remember when we realized that a ponytail was called a ponytail.
Because it's a pony's tail.
Because it looks like a pony's tail.
But then I learned that people call it hair tie, but we don't do that in Ohio.
People call it a hair tie?
Yeah, you never heard that?
No.
I mean, it would make sense. It ties your hair.
So people that don't live in Ohio don't call it a ponytail.
No, I think it's just you can use either one, but I just realized that a ponytail is because you put your hair up in a pony's tail, if that made any sense, which it probably doesn't.
Well, you had, like, ponies growing up, so I'm surprised you've never realized that before.
Well, they were kind of annoying, and we had to sell them and just get big horses because they weren't, like, grown up enough. They couldn't take care of themselves. Like, we had to pay someone to, like, take care of them for us, so it was kind of upsetting.
It's weird that you had a stable growing up because you were never stable as a child. You were pretty unstable for someone who has a stable. A horse stable.
It got burnt down, so it really was unstable. My whole life was unstable.
True. But... Wait, remember the Saddle Club girls?
What is that noise?
I know.
Okay. Okay. If you guys didn't have cable, or if you did have cable, obviously we had cable. Like, we're rich. So, there's a show on PBS called Saddle Club, and basically this is a show where girls who are rich go to this horse ranch and they ride horses together, and that's basically what my childhood was. Like, if I had to describe my show as, like, my life growing up, it would be the Saddle Club, and I was the main character, Veronica, whose dad was the richest, and she had the nicest horse, and she could feed the horse. It's the best food, so that's why the horse won all of the races, and everyone hated her, and a lot of people hate me because they are jealous of me, and I realize that, and that's fine, sure. And, like, I'm okay with it, but you don't die a legend by being nice, so that's my thought.
No, that Saddle Club had, like, very deep messages for a PBS show. Like, a horse would die, like, a horse would give birth. I don't know. It was really weird, but, like, they had a lot of like life
metaphors. So does this podcast.
I think other good PBS shows would definitely be like Arthur. No. That was a show that I really related to.
Yeah. The Simpsons. I love that
Family
one.
Guy. I always watched that. My Name Is Earl.
I love that show. Okay, if you guys watched My Name Is Earl, maybe you guys are too young, but some of my older audience, you had to tell me you've seen My Name Is Earl. King of the Hill.
Okay,
we that should. That 70s show. That's what I grew up with watching. That's probably why I am the way I am.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But anyways, I think it's time for our next segment, right?
We haven't even, like, finished our first segment.
What's our first segment? A line segment?
A line segment. You're too
smart. Do you
know
what that is?
Yeah, it's in geometry.
Okay.
You're too smart. Yeah. Okay, so we don't have the sound effect today. If you guys can't tell, we're actually not in our podcasting van.
Can we talk about that?
You can talk about it. I'll pull up this voicemail.
So basically, if you're watching the video form of this, we have been evicted from our podcasting van.
For a short time. Maybe for a couple, the whole season.
Because it turns out the guy that sold us our van actually stole it from a scrapyard.
Yeah.
So,
And, like, that's why it wasn't running and it didn't have any of the parts because he sold them all.
Yeah. So, the owner of the scrapyard showed up at our mansion today.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's not your car.
Yeah.
That got stolen from me from the scrapyard. I was just about to sell it for parts.
And I'm like, why did I pay $45,000 for this van? Because the guy who sold it to me told me it was vintage, one of a kind, and it's like a piece of art. So I was like, oh, of course I'm going to buy this. That just makes sense. I am an art connoisseur. So a lot of people actually don't know that about me. I myself am a walking piece of art. So I thought it just makes sense to have a nice big art collection as well. So that is why we are in a different car.
We are in a different car, but we are my attorney actually is talking to the scrapyard owner. So we're hoping that we will be able to get the van back for the next episode.
Yeah. And for everyone who doesn't understand the joke on my YouTube channel, our friend Maya Turney, her name literally is Maya and her last name is Turney. So she's not actually a lawyer. She never went to law school, but she can impersonate it really well and they never question
it. Yeah. Because like, it's not illegal if your name is my attorney to call yourself my attorney.
Yeah, she didn't even take the bar. She goes to the bars every day. That's a deeper issue. But yeah, her name is my attorney. But if you guys aren't watching the video version, I kind of like this podcasting studio a little bit better because this is a one-of-a-kind 1960s Maserati.
So, Maserati? Did they make those back then? Well, clearly.
Well, clearly we're in one right now. You probably got to get your vision checked. It's not that clear to
I thought you were going to say we were in a Ford Mustang because that's a car. I mean, that's a horse. It would be weird if you got a Mustang because
you keep hitting your head on the window. Whatever. It's like a small car.
It's a small car.
Yeah, that's why the video version is so close to our
face. But you rode Mustangs as a child.
Yeah.
And now you're riding Mustangs, which is a type of horse. And now you're going to drive one.
Yeah, like crazy. I love Mustangs. Like, that is actually my dream car, a baby blue 1960s Mustang convertible, similar to the one that they had on Cinderella Story, and mostly because, not that I relate to her, but...
Who's her?
The main character. She had an evil stepmother with, like, annoying siblings. I don't have a stepmother. I have my mom, but I do have annoying siblings, hence brother over here, so...
Thank you.
He's a favorite, and that is why our parents are sending him to a private school, and okay, so I think it's time we move on to our next segment, which we already introduced, female. Once again, if you're new here, we would call it male because we are getting voicemails from you guys. If you want to leave a voicemail, follow us on Instagram at Don't Be Ugly Podcast, and just literally record your voice and send it to us. It's that easy. It's so simple. We have listened to three of them. So thank you to the other thousands of you who have done that. We will maybe get
to
you.
We will listen to your voicemails.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah.
We may pay someone to do it.
Yeah, but we'll definitely have to pay someone to do it. This podcast is getting way too popular. So yeah, this voicemail is from Zayden. Thank you, Zayden.
Hey, Caroline.
Hi.
I'm just a watcher of the videos, and I listen to your podcast. If I have, like, a severe, like, face problem, I don't know how to explain it. It's just my face is so weird looking. What do I do about that? Can you help me with tips on my personality, please? Thank you. Love you.
Well, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
The best thing I know this whole coronavirus pandemic is horrible for our economy, for people who are at risk, everyone. But
I can't go shopping.
Right. It is good for ugly people, however, because they get to cover up their whole face.
With a mask.
With a mask.
And not even a face mask.
Yeah, and no one questions it.
Yeah. But for me, it just kind of, like, it's an accessory. Obviously, it serves a good purpose, but I do wear it because it kind of brings out my features. It brings out my eyes. So I guess he probably doesn't need this question answered ASAP, because if he is leaving his house, it probably, like, he's wearing a face mask, so it doesn't even matter.
So his ugliness isn't as big concealed. Of a threat yeah. as it used to be.
Yeah, for sure.
But I will say this, and I don't know if you'll agree with me on this.
Okay, probably
but I have
not.
Probably not. Yeah. I have given...
I'm going to law school, so...
Yeah. So, my name is Philip, and people have...
No, it's brother.
It is Philip when I'm not called brother.
Yeah.
But people have confused me for Dr. Phil, right?
Yeah.
So, a lot of people
like
just...
Like, when they take your pictures and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe Dr. Phil actually had a full head of hair when he was younger.
Right. They think I'm the younger version of Dr. Phil. So, a lot of people go to me for advice, and I've had this question a lot.
Yeah.
And what I usually advise people to do... would be to stop talking for a while.
Yeah, I would actually say that too. Do you want to elaborate before I give my 2 cents?
I think you should give your 2 cents first.
Okay, here's
because
2 pennies.
I'll just count it as sales tax.
Okay. So yeah, I definitely agree with where you're coming from. I think you should just stop talking and wear a mask. But obviously once coronavirus is over, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. But just stop talking, and then people will have to like admire if they want to stick around you. They can't, like, talk to you. They can't have conversations. So the only way they can interact with you or admire you is by looking at your face. So that's how I think, like, people will come to appreciate your beauty.
Oh, I didn't mean for him to, like, stop talking in general.
Really?
I was just saying, like, stop talking about how, about your flaws and start talking about your...
political views, maybe.
No.
Maybe be, like, a little bit more deep so then people will take you a little bit more seriously. Maybe you just look like a clown. I would know. I did drop out of clown college, but...
Carol, I'm just saying he should start talking about his, like, his strengths.
Yeah, how much do you bench?
Caroline, not that kind of strength.
Okay.
Why would you want him to stop talking completely? I still don't understand how that would help him.
So, if you stop talking, like, completely, just stop interacting with people, first of all, you'll see who your true friends are, because they'll have to reach out to you. Second of all, you could pick up a new language, like sign language. That's, like, up and coming. And it's obviously been here for a while.
Mm-hmm. Actually, fun fact. Sorry to interrupt you.
Just mansplain again. It's fine.
A lot of drivers know sign language.
Why?
Like, stop sign.
Then I know sign language.
Crossing
people
sign.
People told me I barely knew one language, English, but I apparently know two now.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
But I think that he should just stop talking completely. So then people will have to, like, if they want to interact with them, they will have to, like, look at him and appreciate him for the way he looks.
Right. And, okay, so I've
so
never...
So then he won't be ugly anymore.
Right.
In their eyes.
In their eyes. You stopped talking for a while when you were little, right?
Why?
I think I remember.
When?
I don't know. For, like, a period of, like, a year or something, Caroline refused to talk.
Yeah, why?
Well...
I don't remember. I have short-term memory loss. It's probably because I fell off my horse and hit my head a couple times.
Actually, that might have been the reason.
Really?
Because you remember our horse,
Nancy?
No, Bernard.
Oh, frick. St. Bernard sits at the top of the... You guys know that song?
No. But we had a horse named Bernard and,
Bernie. Not the... Not the guy that was running for
not
president.
Not the president.
But he did like sand.
Yeah. But
favorite snack of choice.
If you guys don't
and
know.
And place to poop.
What are you talking about?
I keep going.
Okay. Maybe you should stop talking
now.
But Bernard was like our finest groomed horse. All the stable workers loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually won a few races.
Yeah, I think you're talking about me. You just completely described me perfectly. I won a lot of cross-country races. People love me, and I'm the favorite.
Yeah, so that's actually why you grew so close to Bernard, because you saw yourself in him.
Yeah.
And remember that one time we brought Bernard, he was a racehorse. We brought him to the Indy 500.
Yeah.
And he was
Which is like, if you guys don't know what that is, my family has been going there. We have a private booth there. It's just like a place where you watch like NASCAR, like races.
No, it's for horses. The Indy 500.
No. Is it really?
Yeah.
No, I thought that was for go-karts and stuff.
No, the Indy 500's for horse.
Dad always asked me if I wanted to go with them because they were staying with the governor of our state and watching it. But mm-hmm. I was like, no, that's stupid. I'm not going to watch men drive cars if I wanted to do that.
It's horses.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm like, if I wanted to watch men drive cars, I would just watch James Corden and his guests on his show where they sing in the car. I'm like, right. That is more entertaining. Mm-hmm. But it's with horses?
Yeah, it's called the Indy 500 because there's 500 horses.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I just made that up.
No, that's why.
Why is it called Indy?
Because, do you know indie music?
Yeah.
It's very it's very non-mainstream, indie music. So
a lot of people don't go and watch it?
So a lot of people don't go.
But then how do they make so much money? Why do they have 500 horses if no one's there?
Well, they have a lot of donators.
Okay.
Right.
Is Dad one of them?
He's I forget.
I'm a donator. I would donate my organs if I pass away.
Okay, you want a cookie? Cool, good for you.
I just wanted to show people how, pro tip. If you can, always just tell people how generous you are, just do it. Because then people will, appreciate you more. Mm-hmm. And they'll just think that you're so loving and caring. You don't even, not even through the actions you do, but just through the way that you brag about yourself is what people will remember you by.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Buntwine. Coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Speaking of generous, Ellen Generous.
Ellen DeGeneres.
It's Ellen Generous.
Ellen Degenerate.
Is it?
No, I don't even know if that's her real name. His last name is DeGeneres.
I don't know.
Degenerate.
Wow, you're roasting her big.
I was going to make fun of her first name, but I don't want to offend some of our viewers or listeners, so we're just going to avoid that joke. Anyway, speaking of Ellen, where did this come from? Please explicar, por favor.
The Spanish you just pulled out there was incredible.
It's so good. It was so, out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. My magician in me.
I don't even know where I was going with Ellen. I just know she's in a lot of hot water recently.
Why? Is she being boiled alive?
I think she has a hot tub, actually.
Is she in Iceland?
No.
Oh, I love the lagoons there. I went there once.
The hot springs?
Yeah.
You've never been there.
Yeah, I have. Okay, so explain your stance on Ellen. Sorry, I keep moving my feet around. We're a little bit crammed back here in our Maserati.
Right. They used to build cars really small.
Yeah, because 10 years... how old is this car? 80 years ago? People mm-hmm. just... they didn't grow as tall.
Right.
Yeah, we've evolved.
Right. So Ellen DeGeneres, people have been mad at her recently. A big part of that is because of the jokes she makes on her show, and a lot of people think that she makes her guests uncomfortable.
I heard it was because, like, she doesn't pay her writers enough or something.
I think it's for a lot of things.
She's, like, mean.
I heard that her wife, Portia.
Well, don't, if it's from that Shallon Lester lady, don't repeat it. Because if you guys know that Shallon Lester lady, not to cause drama, but, like, there's been a, she's been in a lot of hot water. She's one of those, like, publicist people who, like, report on drama, but her sources are, like, other YouTubers. So it's, like, you're really not even, like... She doesn't really know what she's talking about. So if you heard it from her, just disregard it.
Okay.
But I've heard that, like, when her writers were trying to go, like, not on strike, but I guess they were going on strike for the writers thing.
They play baseball?
Yeah. I'm like, if you striked out, no, then clearly you're not good at your job.
Is strike in baseball or in bowling? I can't remember.
Strike out? That's baseball.
What is it called when you, like, knock down all the pins in a bowling game?
That's like a turkey or something.
Like the country or the food?
See, when
Why
I was,
are you blushing?
Because when I went to Turkey, it was like a beautiful country. I just love that place.
Okay.
I've never eat the animal, though. I'm a vegan.
Anyway, I want to hear about these writers.
Okay.
Not to be confused with lefters.
So she... Thank you for being inclusive. I appreciate that. Sorry, if I'm jingling, I'm like taking off my like 17 diamond carrot rings.
You sound like Jingle Bells.
I love that movie. Or a song, sorry. So basically her writers went on strike and then she tried to like said she was going to fire her main head writer if she went on strike too. But like you go on strike because you're like advocating for your employees or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but she was just being mean and she just like was said she was going to fire them for like basically standing up for themselves. Mm-hmm. And when she has guests, like I think Nikki Tutorials, she's like a big YouTuber, a big beauty guru.
Oh,
she
yeah,
was on
yeah.
Ellen and she said she didn't get treated as well because she wasn't like a celebrity, yet her video on YouTube got not like she wasn't a mainstream celebrity. She wasn't like
right.
the Jonas Brothers.
But a lot of people know who she is.
Yeah, so her video got like 3 or 4 times more views than the Jonas Brothers, but the Jonas Brothers were treated
better.
Way better, and they had access to a bathroom while they were at her
studio.
She
didn't even have access to a bathroom?
Yeah, basically.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No. Well, there's that about how she treats her guests, and a lot of people think that her jokes, are some of them are offensive.
And to what extent? Like, the one time she put that hidden camera at this table full of free stuff, and they recorded people taking more than one item, which
mm-hmm.
obviously, I mean, you shouldn't do, but, like, you're saying, hey, here's free stuff, and the Ellen Show has a huge budget, so everyone
mm-hmm.
got a free item. What's the hurt if you take mm-hmm. another one? Which I guess is considered stealing, but...
Yeah.
And then she blasted them on the show,
mm-hmm.
like, played that recording and said, like, these women stole... I think that's too far.
Like, I would be scared to go on, like, the Ellen Show or whatever. Not that
what
I'd ever
get
invited.
What would you get on there for?
No, I mean, like, in the audience.
Oh, the geology bee I was in 4th grade? What kind of rock is this? Metamorphosis.
Stop making fun of me.
It's okay.
Last time you made fun of me, freaking my self-esteem went down the drain.
You had
That's why the plumber had to come, because it got clogged.
Oh, that's why the plumber was here. He's cute. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you were saying
no, but
about
like,
Ellen.
I would never want to be in the audience because I'd always feel be scared to. I'd always be scared to be called out, and like, that's kind of. But there's also a line I have to draw because, like, as an influencer, I feel like
you're an influencer.
No,
I guess you kind of are.
I'm an influencer to an influencer.
Yeah.
I'm an influence to Caroline, so that also
he
makes
does
me.
He influence me.
That makes me an influencer by
choice
proxy.
Yeah. I love that glue.
What?
Isn't that proxy glue? Isn't that like a kind of glue or something?
Maybe.
Anyway.
I think you use that
oh,
on your
epoxy.
Epoxy glue.
Okay. I use that as on my eyelashes.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have any anymore. I ripped them out because
mm-hmm.
they got stuck.
But like as an influencer, I feel like, well, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like making jokes now is a lot riskier than it used to be.
Yeah, well, I think humor even, like, 14 years ago was so much different than humor now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 10 years ago, some, like, even in, you see it in TV shows, stuff would fly so easily. But
mm-hmm.
I think, obviously, we're in more of, like, a social, like, awareness kind of era
mm-hmm.
in our society, and more people are more woke. Like, they're more, like, they're careful about what they say, and they don't want to offend people,
mm-hmm.
which I think is good to a certain extent. Like, you don't want to hurt other people. Like, obviously, we don't want to cause harm.
Mm-hmm.
But... there's like a line, I guess, when you're even a comedian where it's like you have to push that line and that's where it's funny. But then once you cross the line, it's like it's over for you. Like you get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, like I mean, I guess we are a comedy channel and we do like sarcastic stuff, but we try to stay on the safe side. But there's a point. I'm not saying you should like make jokes to offend mm-hmm. people. Like, obviously that's not the point, but a lot of your jokes can be taken out of context. Mm-hmm. But a lot of your viewers, if you keep making the same jokes and don't evolve or push the boundary, then mm-hmm. they're like, oh, she's boring. She's not changing. Like Lily right. Singh, she did the same characters. She did the same feminist comedy, which is good to a certain extent, but then it gets boring. But then it's like, if you push the line, then it's like, oh, you went too far. You're canceled. Right. But there's like two sides and there's no in between.
And like, you know who Colleen Ballinger is, right? Do you know who she
is? Are you asking them?
Well, I'll ask you because yeah, they can't respond.
I know who she is. She's
also known as Miranda Sings.
Hey guys, it's me, Miranda Sings. Oh my God, that came out so good.
That was a good impression.
Dude, I want to rewatch that clip of me doing my face. Dude, true. I pulled that out of pocket. That was good.
If you weren't
that so, was that by the way, that was her impression yeah. that she does.
If you weren't so bad at painting, I'd say you should be an impressionist.
But like, I already leave impressions when I like sit on chairs and stuff.
That's a different. Okay. That's a different problem.
Okay.
But Miranda Sings, and I guess we'll talk about cancel culture now.
Okay.
But Miranda Sings was recently canceled, and I don't really have a side to this story. I'm just going to tell you what I think.
I don't, okay, unless there's explicit, I think there is explicit stuff, sorry to interrupt, explicit stuff that you can cancel someone for. Like, I'm not on either side either, because I don't think you can necessarily say, like, take a specific side, because both sides have wrongs to them,
mm-hmm.
and both sides have stuff you're not hearing. Like, mm-hmm. even behind the scenes, I hear of stuff, and I'm like, oh, well,
mm-hmm.
that wasn't made public. Like, you can't really make a decision if you don't know those people, or if you weren't in that situation yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, like, in a way, it's kind of hard to, like, make mm-hmm. assumptions if you weren't there right. to witness it.
And, like, the whole Miranda Sings thing, if they don't know, is basically Miranda, she kind of formed a relationship with, like, a maybe like 13 or 14 year yeah. old
this is
boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is confusing. So if you guys don't know who she is, Colleen Ballinger plays a character on YouTube. Her name is Miranda Sings. She's like crazy. She's a comedian. She goes on tour. People love her. And then she also has a separate channel where she makes videos as herself. So she's Colleen, but then she also plays the character of Miranda. Anyway. Right. To clarify.
Thank you. So Colleen / Miranda formed like a relationship with one of her fans who was like a 13 year old at the time. And there was basically like a falling out between them. And a lot of people accused Miranda of like taking advantage of this kid.
Colleen.
Yeah. Of taking advantage of this kid. I won't get into all the details. But
you can watch a drama channel for that. We are not a drama yeah. channel. We are dramatic.
We are dramatic.
We do put on a performance.
But like every time. The kid made like a video on YouTube and exposed Miranda or Colleen for it, and all the tea drama channels picked it up. Which is the tea drama channels on YouTube, if you don't know, are pretty much the channels that report on all the gossip
on like social media yeah, influencers.
Pretty much TMZ. Low budget TMZ.
Yeah.
But pretty much, the whole internet pretty like canceled Colleen for this. And then yeah. she came back and made an apology video.
Yeah.
And I watched the apology video and I have to say it was pretty good.
You like, think it was good?
I think it was good.
I think she like, hit a lot of points and owned up to it, because mm-hmm. a lot of people don't necessarily own up when they make apology videos
mm-hmm.
and they just kind of like make excuses for it. I think she owned up well,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want to say like,
I'm not saying I'm on anyone's side. I'm yeah. just saying that as far as apology videos go, that was really good.
She's also like 34, so I yeah. think she carried herself well
mm-hmm.
given the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I also think, okay, sending, because she basically sent underwear to this kid because she was on live stream on Instagram, like saying, oh, she like gives away random clothes that she doesn't wear anymore to her fans. And this one kid like wanted the underwear and he was like, oh, like I want it. Like, I think it's so funny, blah, blah, blah. His parents got the package and then they were like, why would you send this to my son? That's so weird. Mm-hmm. So we showed it off. But like, there was also live stream video of her talking about like joking around with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think like, obviously she was joking, but it comes to the point where it's like that might be interpreted kind of weird
mm-hmm.
because you are sending underwear to like a 13-year-old boy. So that's kind of weird.
That is pretty weird. But like, as I was saying before, in like terms of apology videos, here's how I rank them. And you've never had to make one, have you?
I might make one as a joke and, like, say I have to apologize to my mom at the end of it. Like, just, like, say all of this really vague stuff and then at the end be like, okay, mom, I hope you can forgive me. Like, I didn't do the dishes or something. But yeah. Maybe I'll get canceled for that.
You might get canceled. But no. So, to make a perfect apology video, I think you need to, one, own up to your mistake or defend yourself. Because, like, remember what's her... one beauty influencer, what's her name, who cried her eyes out?
Laura Lee. And she, like, spit up.
Yeah. She made an apology video. I forget what she even did.
I think she said, like, offensive stuff on Twitter, mm-hmm. like, 10 years ago, and mm-hmm. it resurfaced.
Right. Oh, that's a whole nother conversation. But, like, a lot of times people aren't remembered for the scandal itself, but for the apology video they make in response to it. Yeah, because
they become memes. Yeah. And, like, that's what's spread throughout the internet.
So in Laura Lee's apology video, she pretty much bawled her eyes out, and you could tell that she was fake crying. No one's going to feel bad for you.
Because it was so forced.
It was so forced.
Colleen didn't cry,
like,
did
Star
she?
Wars who? Force Awakens.
May the Force be with you.
I want to ask you one question, and I'm sure everyone who's listening to this is dying to know the answer.
Well, I don't know CPR, so please don't die.
Okay. Or you don't know how to bleach, like, dye your hair.
Oh, yeah.
But pretty much, I'm wondering.
Perfect. Okay.
Do you ever censor yourself for your YouTube channel? If not now, then when?
Why do you think I have to?
Maybe. I don't know.
I usually try... I mean, yeah. Everything... No, if you're an influencer, you have to kind of censor the way you present yourself online. Like, obviously the way I am online, I would never, like, I am kind of similar in person, not like my character, but the things that I say are stuff I've actually said, and that's why they're in my video, because we've thought of them. Mm-hmm. And so, like, all the jokes we do, I always double think, like, could this be taken out of context? And there's always a risk that it can be, not like a risk, but, like, people can snip a joke
I
and
love
be like
risk
such
that
a good
game. Yeah.
But I don't think that, like, my type of comedy, it's mostly satire and, like, making fun. It's not like a stand-up comic like Chris D'Elia. He's straight up, like, making fun of people. We don't really make fun of people directly. And if we do, it's never something that is controversial. It's just mm-hmm. making fun of, like, rich kids, which I think we all make fun of.
That's why you always use self-deprecating humor.
Yeah, I'm just
because you're a rich kid.
Yeah.
No, I remember one time you had, like, an arthritis joke.
We've said this, like, 4 times on this podcast.
Yeah, she had an arthritis joke and she took it out.
Yeah, there's some jokes I'm like, I should take it out, even though I think it's hilarious and it's not mm-hmm. like offensive, but I just don't want it to come back to me in mm-hmm. like Colleen's case in like 10 years where they're like, oh, you said this thing, and I'm like, oh, shoot. But like, it was okay to say in that time, but then it just became a little bit like more controversial mm-hmm. in like later years. But there's always stuff that comes out with people that are in the spotlight of stuff they've done in the past. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, obviously addressing it and being genuine and, like, owning up to what you did is, like, the way to, like, to go about it. Because if you make excuses, no one's going to, like, want to listen
to
you.
You're so smart.
Thank you. I didn't mean to, like, get too smart for you guys. Like, next episode, I'll definitely dumb it down.
What's your IQ?
I think it's, like, my mom said it was, like, a 46 or something.
Wow, Caroline, that's so good.
Is that good?
That's so good. Can we talk about this one thing really quick?
Okay.
Caroline pretty much can't graduate next year. Caroline didn't know you had to sign up for specific classes for her major. So she signed up for all these fun classes. Can you tell them what some of those classes
Dude,
were?
Dude, I can read it off my report card right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm like making noise. Where's my phone? Oh, it's right up here. Okay. I will read you my report card. I have a 4.0 GPA.
Yeah, while she's picking that up. Pretty much, Caroline signed up for all these fun classes to keep her GPA up, but she didn't realize because she's never met with her advisor.
Guidance counselor.
Yeah, guidance counselor.
Oh, it actually is called advisor.
She's never met with them, so she didn't realize that she had to take specific classes for her major.
Yeah.
So now you have to graduate, what, in the year 2025?
Yeah, probably. And honestly, it's just money coming out of my trust fund because my parents are paying for school through the money that they're going to give me. So mm-hmm. it's, like, not even a big deal because I feel like I did learn a lot from these classes. So the first one, Magic 101, Casting Spells. I learned a lot from that.
Like what? What's your favorite spell? Wait, D-O-G? That's how you spell dog?
I was like, what? I, like, didn't comprehend that joke. Alakazam. That's, like, one of the spells no one knows about. And yeah. What it does is it makes things appear.
Okay, cool.
So, home ec, 4750, dishwashing and other womanly duties. I learned how to wash dishes because I was never taught as a kid because we obviously had a maid. And then my professor, on his comments, he just basically told me not to have kids.
So did you fail?
Yeah. No, I had got an A, but he just said that, like, I shouldn't have kids because I wouldn't be able to, like, take care of them and still perform my womanly duties in the house.
Right. Clearly.
Economics, 4830. Economics of sports. I just think because I am so good at, like, sports and horses, like, horse riding, horse racing, that I wanted to learn a little bit more about it and the economics behind it. So that's why I might do my final project in that class on the Indy 500 and the horse races there.
Yeah,
because
that'd be cool.
With a small audience, I don't know how they would make money. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
That sounds like a pretty serious class, though.
Yeah,
I gotta
but
say.
That's, once again, I pretend to be dumb, but I'm really smart.
Mm-hmm.
History 2760, Daughters of the American Revolution.
Oh.
Oh, Resolution. Wait.
Revolution?
Revolution.
That's
yeah.
that. Okay.
I hate that. So I hated that class.
Yeah, to be in that class, don't you have to genetically test to be one of the Daughters of the American Revolution?
Yeah, and
like,
I wasn't.
You have to link to, like,
you have to take an ancestry DNA test, and if you're not a daughter of the American Revolution, then you can't take the class.
Mm-hmm.
So
have to be related to, like, Betsy Ross or something.
Who is that?
Isn't Betsy Ross the one who sewed the flag?
Oh, I guess.
Or Betty White. I forget
no.
her name.
Oh, she could have. She's so old at this point.
I know.
Yeah, so I failed that class because I lied to get into it because I thought it would be cool to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I like to learn from people that are so much different than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that I was a daughter of the American mm-hmm. Revolution, but I'm not. Psychology 1290. I studied zodiac signs, obviously. A lot of people think I'm a Leo or a Capricorn. Or a cancer. I don't know why you guys would think I'm a tumor. So, is that rude? Too far? Am I going to get canceled?
I don't know. You might get canceled for that joke. But I will say you are a Mataris.
I'm
Mataris.
A leech. Oh.
A leech. No, I don't know why you said you couldn't read sign language before if you know zodiac signs. Isn't that the same,
that's
the same
different.
Thing?
Sign language, zodiac signs. What is a zodiac sign? What is that in sign language? Like...
Well, it's a sign, isn't it?
Taurus. Oh, Taurus. Like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a different class. Maybe I'll actually take sign language next semester.
You should try it.
Wizardry 1101, The Science of Harry Potter. I read the first chapter of Harry Potter, and then I dropped the class. But I didn't even read it. I read it when I was in fifth grade, and then I took the exam, and I failed. I was just going off of memory because I have a mm-hmm. good one. Antiques 1380, How to Tell a Real One.
How do you tell one, a real one?
I paid someone to do my homework for that class, so mm-hmm. I can't tell you. Sculpting 3760. That was my candle making class. And then my teacher basically said that I tried to use candle wax to wax my legs. In my defense, we had to do a final project, and it was kind of like up to interpretation. It was an interpretive sculpting project, and he said if we wanted to do it live in front of the class, we could do it. And I said, why would I try to make a candle live in front of the class? Everyone's gonna try to do that. So mm-hmm. I decided just to take the candle wax, pour it all over my legs, and try to rip it off.
Did it work?
No. I just burned myself, and I had to go to the hospital, and it was a whole lawsuit. But I have one of those. It's a blue. My lawsuit
in your closet.
Yeah, it's hanging up there. Mm-hmm. I just got it dry cleaned. So yeah, he said I shouldn't do that, but you have to clarify, you have to specifically tell me that I cannot do something. You can't just mm-hmm. be vague like that. I feel like I may have confused people a little bit.
I mean, I think you confuse them because your opinion, they're not...
you can keep it.
Yeah, you can keep it.
Phrase.
They're not used to you having...
opinions.
Opinions, which is probably a good thing.
Because I'm a woman.
Most of them are wrong.
Well, when people leave mean comments on my videos, I literally just say,
mm-hmm.
That's just your wrong opinion. Some
right.
opinions are better than others.
Well, my problem is, it's not with mean comments. It's with median and mode comments.
Dude, when people literally leave median comments, I'm mm-hmm. like, just stay in the right or the left lane. Stop driving right in the middle.
I know. People are like, mean, median, or mode. I'm like, why can't you just be
what
nice?
What mode? X Games mode?
I know.
He on X Games mode.
Stop. Like, mean, median, or mode, don't do any of them. Just be nice.
Yeah.
So, or just be polite.
Yeah. Or do, like, algebra or something. Like,
yeah.
No one ever uses mean, median, or mode in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I think that's it. My leg's getting numb.
True.
So, are you...
Or
do you have
setup,
anything else to say?
Should I lead them in prayer? I don't really know what I'm supposed to do.
Well, yeah, let's not do that. yeah, I think that's it for today's episode. Thank you, Zayden, for calling in. If you guys want to leave a voicemail, go ahead and do that. Our Instagram is Don't Be Ugly Podcast.
DM our podcast with your voicemail.
And or also,
voice female.
Also, yes, voice female. And also, make sure you leave, like, comment, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube and turn on your notification. And also, rate us and leave a comment. Leave some feedback on iTunes. But please don't, like, leave constructive criticism because I can't take it. So.
Constructive criticism's the time that you should take.
But I
it's constructive, stop. Like a company.
Oh, Dad owns one of those.
Construction, yeah.
Anyways, see you guys next podcast. Mwah.
Bye.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.